flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this because this is where it's at. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Would you rather on a Wednesday here on Jones and Keith?
That's why you get out of bed in the morning.
It is indeed. It's also Celtics Wednesday. We'll talk with Terp coming up at high noon. What's wrong with the Celtics?
What is going on with these guys?
Is anything even wrong? Maybe nothing's wrong with them.
Something's wrong.
It feels like
they're losing
wrong.
Too many games. They're losing a lot of games.
What's Jaylen Brown's complaint? We'll do all that coming up again at high noon on a Celtics Wednesday. But it is time for some Would You Rathers. On a Would You Rather Wednesday, what's first up today, Billy?
First one up, would you rather the Patriots get Cooper Kupp or T. Higgins?
So Cooper Kupp, one thing about Cooper Kupp, he played in college with Kendrick Bourne. And you see Kendrick Bourne trying
Bourne's
to recruit him?
Pitching him on social media.
He's like, get all the targets.
Is
Bourne's funny. Bourne basically doesn't realize
he's the new Matthew Judon?
Yes.
Probably.
But I like him more.
I also like him more.
I like Kendrick Bourne.
I don't think Bourne has a great track record with shouting out players on social media and like getting him to come here.
But it is funny because he's not, you can't really tell. But when you're recruiting guys, especially to your position, you're basically calling out all the other guys on your team.
Well, that's a good point.
Like you're basically, you're doing it with a smile, but you're like, we desperately need you because we aren't good enough in the room. And yet you have plenty of guys in that room, including Jalen Polk, who are like, hey, if you're not with us now, like never be with us. It's like, Kendrick Bourne's not with you. Bourne's openly recruiting his former college teammate.
I'm with you. I'm on Bourne's side. Well, I was just going to say, that's a significant thing to me with him recruiting Cooper Kupp specifically, although I don't know why he needs to do it publicly on social media since you're college teammates with him.
Yeah.
Maybe just text him.
I like both of these guys a lot. I think Cooper Kupp is incredible. I think he's one of the most underrated players in league history. But I'm going to go with upside and pairing him up with Drake May for the long haul. I think Cooper Kupp might be a good guy for like a year to sort of push Drake May forward, but to pair him up for, say, the next five, I think T. Higgins is the play.
Okay. I'm leaning Kupp now that I know who the play caller is. McDaniels' offense needs a slot guy. That is not to diminish Kupp. Kupp is not purely a slot guy. Kupp can play on the outside. Yep. He can move around. But I like that in a wide receiver. I like that versatility because it's not just, oh, you line up outside, the left corner takes you away, or even a corner. There's very few corners. Surtain will do it. There's very few corners who move into the slot. Gonzalez can do it, I think, and maybe they'll do more of that with Vrabel. There's very few corners who trail all over the field, including into the slot. And so I think Kupp, maybe later in his career, could feast there even more. I know that's going to be an integral part of the Josh McDaniels offense. Who in a vacuum is more talented? T. Higgins. But T. Higgins is also going to cost you a lot if he's even available.
Yeah, spend it.
I don't think Kupp's going to cost you a ton.
Maybe not.
And look, I want the best player. I think in this offense, that slot receiver is vitally important. I'm going to lean Kupp now that I know who the play caller is. What else do we have, Billy?
Would you rather your team just lose in the first round or lose in the Super Bowl?
So sort of, you know, the Detroit Lions, like, is it better to have your heart ripped out all the way at the end on the biggest stage possible or just get that pain out of the way earlier? And as a Patriots fan, we've sort of lived both, right? Would you rather those years where you made it to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants or the Eagles, or the year where you just get like boat raced by the Ravens or lose to the Jets? It's more painful when you lose in the Super Bowl, but I would still prefer that because it's an extra couple of weeks of your team being in it and being super hyped for the Super Bowl. So I'll take that rather than just getting bounced in the divisional
round. The further away you get from it, that is the right answer. But in real time, you don't want that.
No. Well, I mean, you never want your team to lose in the playoffs, but at least you have a couple extra wins. You have a little bit more joy in your life. So if you lose in the divisional round, like this week, Lions fans might not even watch the conference championship. They're going to be so distraught.
Right.
Whereas you would have that. And in this scenario, you would also win that game.
Yeah, I just think...
Then you have 2 weeks to be like, our team's in the Super Bowl.
In real time, it's worse to lose a Super Bowl because of all that hype and the whole run. And it's now a month-long run in the playoffs, not just the regular season, but in the playoffs. In real time, it is worse to lose that game than like what happened to the Lions, where they lose by 2 touchdowns on divisional weekend. That sucks in real time. You can wrap your head around it, and you have a lot of time to wrap your head around it, and there is much less investment. But the further away you get from it, it is the Super Bowl. You won 2 extra games, which you got to experience in the meantime. I do think that's the right answer, but yeah, I mean, wouldn't it have just been better for the Patriots in 07, for instance?
Not in 07.
To just lose in the divisional round. Ugh. Then get all the way to the Super Bowl and then lose?
16-1?
Yeah.
I mean, 18-1 also hurts quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, in retrospect, wouldn't that have been less painful than what happened against the Giants?
Yeah, I guess it would have been less painful.
Who'd they play in 06 in the divisional round? Was it the Jaguars?
06? You mean?
I'm sorry, what did I say? 07 is what I meant. Oh. Who'd they play in the divisional round 07? It was the Jaguars, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't even remember. They won.
Who won that game?
Was it the Jaguars? I know 06, it was that crazy game against the Chargers, and then they lost to the Colts. But in 07, I forget who it was.
07 is what I meant. I think it was David Garrard and the Jaguars, I think.
that was a good Jags team.
And then the AFC title game was, like, none of those playoff wins were very enjoyable. Like, that when they beat the Chargers, it was Phillip Rivers with no ACL and Brady stunk in that AFC title game.
Yeah, they went Jags, Chargers.
I think it was David Garrard.
Might have been. Yeah, they won 31-20. Really not all that exciting of a game.
No.
Yeah, David Garrard, 2 tugs. Not a bad game.
There you go.
They stuffed Fred Taylor, though.
I think that might be the one where you're like, they should have just gotten it out of the way in the divisional round.
Half season, he had 18 touchdowns and 3 picks that year.
Nice.
Lawrence Maroney ran for 122 yards in that game.
Dude, Lawrence Maroney, I think he was good in the Chargers game, too.
Yeah.
In the playoffs. I think Lawrence Maroney, believe it or not, had a good playoff run. Not a
Larry
good player,
Maroney.
But I think he had a good... He scored in the Super Bowl. Okay.
He had 122 yards against the Chargers.
The right answer is the Super Bowl, but that year might be the exception.
It might withstand... Yeah, the undefeated season's different than all the other ones.
Okay, what else, Billy?
Would you rather have had Ichiro for his entire career or Manny Ramirez?
Not even close. Manny Ramirez. Manny Ramirez, who got like 30-something percent of the vote yesterday... Obviously, he got popped for steroids. I understand that. And so the writers get up on their high horse and they won't vote him in. The slap hitter, Ichiro, I voted him in yesterday. We did our show votes. I have Ichiro as a Hall of Famer. Great player. Not every player needs to hit 40 home runs and drive in 120. Ichiro was a very unique player. I still love what Gary Sheffield said about him, because they were like, oh, like, you might hit for like, you know, he's hitting like 350 or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I could hit for 350 every year if I just wanted to hit singles. Because they were trying to like hype up Ichiro. He's like, I don't think Sheffield was all that impressed with him.
No.
Is the point. But who was more of a game changer? Who was more of a wrecker? Like, when they were at the plate, you're like, oh, Ichiro might get a slap hit down the line, or Manny might sock a 3-run bomb.
If Manny had a 10-year career, to me, this would be closer. I'm with you. It's Manny. Billy, do I even need to ask you?
No, Billy. I mean,
no, come on.
Billy. Manny is what I meant.
Here's my Manny argument, and I stand by this. Go ahead, tying run at second base. Who do you want hitting?
Yeah.
Manny Ramirez.
Yeah, I mean, Ichiro's going to scream down the first base line.
Ichiro might beat out that dribbler down the line, because he's basically out of the box by the time he hits it.
He's going to leg out that swinging bunt, but the guy's still going to be at third. He's not even going to score.
He's a good player, great player.
I think if Manny had like a 10-year career, you'd look at it and go, okay, would I rather have the longevity of Ichiro?
Even 10 years is like a good run.
Okay, Manny played 19 years.
Yeah, he played forever.
And Manny played they played the same amount of years. They both played 19 years in the big leagues.
Are you counting the Taiwan years for Manny?
I'm not even.
Well, it is funny, because didn't Ichiro have like 3,000 hits in the Japanese league? And then he had like 3,000 hits
It's like 1,200 or something. People want to add his, they're like, he's the real hit king. It's like, no, he's not.
No, that doesn't count.
No, he isn't. How many? If Manny in his prime went over to Japan, how many hits do you think he'd have?
A million.
So, the answer is Manny, but, you know, I don't want to belittle Ichiro's career.
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
372. He hit 350, I think, four different times in his career.
What was his career average? Do you have that?
311.
311, like the band.
Correct.
Those guys can go.
He hit three.
You know what, apparently, about 311, real quick?
What was it?
I guess they did one of those Tiny Desk series.
Oh.
You know the little Tiny Desk series where they play?
Yeah.
I guess the 311 one's pretty good.
Interesting.
Maybe we've been working some 311 today, Nick? That wouldn't kill you.
Yeah, we're good. Mix in a little 311. In honor of Ichiro, mix in a little 311 there.
Yeah.
Ichiro hit 300 or better every year of his career until he was 36. He played until 45.
Jesus. I got him in my Hall of Fame.
After 36,
I'm a small hall guy.
From 37 on, he never hit 300 again.
Nice. I did see he has the most games played as a Marlin to ever be in the Hall of Fame, and it's like 400 games.
Wait,
he spent 3 years with the
Marlins. He played 400 games for the Marlins?
I think it was 430 games he played with the Marlins.
Was that after the Yankees?
Yeah, I barely even remember the Yankees, but yes, it was. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He played for the Marlins for that long?
Yeah, he played for the Yankees for like 2.5 years. He played for the Marlins for three. He went back to Seattle for 2 years. At the end, although...
When did he get his 3,000th
hit? His age 45 season, he played two games. When did he get it?
Yeah, was it with the Marlins or was it with the Yankees? I don't even remember.
Yankees?
Yeah.
Don't know.
It was crazy because he was a part of those Mariners teams. Like, once they got rid of all their studs, they were like better.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like Randy Johnson, Ken Griffey Jr., A-Rod are all gone. It's like, here comes Ichiro. And
they won 118 games or 120? What did they win that year?
With Miami when he got the three.
Was he with the Marlins? That's what I thought.
How about that? He should go in as a Marlin.
He should.
Go in as a Marlin, Ichiro.
A little Marlins hat. You split the hat?
Was that our last one, Billy?
No, we have one more.
Oh, one more.
Final one, would you rather drive in the snow or in the rain?
I'll tell you, I can drive in anything. I'm an excellent driver.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
Snow. Snow's better.
You'd rather drive in snow than rain?
Like a downpour rain is tough because like the wipers don't even go fast enough. It's never snowing like that fast, that hard to really like mess up your vision. Obviously, the roads can get a little dicey. But same with like a hard rain and there's like puddles like in the left lanes or whatever.
Hydroplane. You don't want
to get a hydroplane.
You don't want to be hydro. People sleep on hydroplaning.
You know what was one of my big complaints? Was it Monday where we had snow and like the commute wasn't the best on the way in? You know what was actually really kind of the biggest problem? How bright it was.
Yeah.
Real bright.
How's your car looking these days?
Salty.
So Carson upstairs, his car is clean as a whistle.
What? Does he live next to a car wash?
I have no idea. But
does he live next to the station?
Clean as a whistle.
I don't have a garage. So this sucker's just out there.
But that doesn't matter. When you're driving around on these roads, you're getting crap all over. Whether you have a garage or not, you're getting crap all over.
But without the garage, everything kind of like the snow gets stuck to it. It freezes. You can only scrape so much of it off.
Do you think it's a garage situation or is that a man who gets his car washed every day?
That's a man who gets his car washed.
That's what I think. The thing's clean as a whistle. I walked in today. I'm like, my car looks like a Jackson Pollock is what my car looks like. It splashes everywhere all over this thing.
It's really bad.
And so
I need to get my car washed.
It's
not going to happen though.
My roundabout point is though, the brightness with all the salt
so
and
bright.
The snow and everything reflecting off the hood is ridiculous.
It was a real bright day the other day.
Yeah.
Blinded by the light.
I'd rather drive in the rain.
Really?
Than the snow.
I'm not talking a sprinkle. I'm talking like a hard rain. Like the movie Hard Rain.
But like an actual snowstorm, I'd rather drive in the rain. But
at least there's less people out in
the snow. This is what I was just going to say. Here's the check mark for snow. Or the plus for snow, more people just stay home. Like, unless you're Arcan, then it's raining. Most people still come to work.
Yeah.
When it's snowing, a lot of people stay home, so there's way less people on the roads. Yeah. That is a plus.
I feel in the snow, the crazy drivers are a little more controlled in the snow than rain.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the snow slows everybody down. If you are an aggressive driver, the snow slows you down.
I'm still, the second I can dart around that plow, I'm usually still doing it.
You got to get around the plow.
Yeah, I don't have the patience to sit behind a plow.
No.
I got to get going. I believe it or not, I consider myself a relatively patient man. I do not have that level of patience. Yeah.
Talking about the brightness of the snow. I think like the glare from like rain is much worse.
Yeah.
You know, you like nighttime driving in the rain is the worst.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Why stop now?
Does the gas pump slower when it's cold out like today? I was at the pump for it. Does it really?
It absolutely is.
Right?
No.
Does it not?
I think so.
Because today it was when
maybe
I talk about
just needs a refill.
When I talk about not having patience, it was absurdly slow filling up.
On the other side of you, like directly,
there was a guy across from me. Yes.
Yeah. That's
so you
what
think
it is.
You think he was?
I think when you're both draining from the same side, it slows down. Because I bet as soon as that guy was done,
the guy started before me.
Yeah.
The guy started
now what
before
do I do?
Me.
He's done.
Yeah, keep that music going, Nick. Yeah. The guy started before me, but I finished first. And I'll tell you,
hell yeah,
I'll tell you, I didn't have the patience for it. I nowhere near a full tank.
How much
I'm like,
did that to do with the fact that it's 10 degrees?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Why I quit? The
I
weather?
Mean, like your patience.
No,
because
it
was taking forever.
Had nothing to do with that. It was just that it was such a ridiculously long pump. That's what it was. Yeah, keep that music going.
I don't know if it's as much that or just you're sharing the same. Kind of pump.
I don't know. I feel like it takes forever for the card to read when it's cold, too. I feel like the whole process is just
slower. You might be right.
Terrible.
Things can kind of they get a little cold. They should be right. It should be all season. It's not, apparently.
I guess. I'm saying I don't know. It's just something I noticed today.
Okay.
So that's what you rather on a Wednesday here on Jones and Key. 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback coming up. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason is brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy. Better than Wise Snacks. We have Celtics talk with Terp at high noon on a Celtics Wednesday. Your phone call's next.